Some of the poorest communities in the United States are the so-called colonias along the U.S. border with Mexico. Most of the people who live there are Mexican immigrants. Juan is a 19-year-old who lives in a colonia just outside Laredo, Texas. He and his family, 10 brothers and sisters, plus his mother and father, live in a small trailer home. 4 years ago, they crossed the Rio Grande and entered the country illegally. This is Juan's diary.
Probando, probando. Testing. Uno, dos, tres. Okay.
Here I am. My name is Juan.
How are you all doing? Oh, I love that music.
Well, I'm just sort of looking around here and I walk around my house. I'm passing the living room. Here's the table. And there's my dad and my mom sitting at the kitchen. My mom is just working about something you maybe you don't know, because my nickname here is Gordo, which means fat, since I was born fat. And that's my nickname, and even though I'm not fat anymore, they'll call me that to the rest of my life.
My family lives in a trailer house. We're 7 brothers and 3 sisters. And this trailer house is, I think it's about 50 feet long. It's a big trailer house, but for 12 people, we feel crowded here. We got 3 bedrooms, but you know, when the night comes, we all sleep wherever. We sleep on the floor, kitchen, whatever, man. And where I live is called El Cenizo. This is a small little town. About half a block down is located the Rio Grande River. And sometimes it's funny. You see, we came all the way from Zacatecas about 18 hours just to come 300 feet into the United States.
What's up? This is me again. I'm just here at the backyard of my house, and you say you want to kind of know a little about my life and what's going on right now here in my house is that we're having some problems. And I'm just feeling bad, and you see, my dad is working. Right now he's got this job that only pays around 160 a week. Come on, what is 160 a week for a big family like us? This is kind of hard to say, but sometimes we don't even have food on the table. Like, I haven't eaten anything. I mean, went straight to the kitchen and tried to look for something to eat, and up in the refrigerator is empty. And man, I just hate this situation, man. It's hard for me because I have already finished high school and I got my diploma, and I'm just hanging around, you know. I would cry, but if I cry, I will be more hungry. I wish I could do something. There I go, that was one of my rocks. Rio Grande, the famous Rio Grande. I can actually touch the water. Looks beautiful, man. It's pretty amazing. It's like just looking down there and the other end of the water, you know, and imagine me, you know, I'm Mexican and I'm just looking at my country right now, and I'm here in the US, it's like kind of amazing, you know.
Oh, here, there's people coming. I wanna see what's up.
Juan, la ven, güey.
Oh man, look at that. It's a dead body. It's a dead body going down the river. Man, look at that. Floating in the water. Going down the river. Face down. I've never seen a dead body. Well, I have seen dead bodies, but not going down the river, you know. Now I'm just thinking, it's gonna happen to that man's family, because I'm sure he was Mexican. He looked Mexican. He looked pretty young. And I'm sure that he was just that kind. Tried to come across and get a good job and try to send some money to his family. But it's pretty sad. I came down the river to talk about life, about hope, about the dream of a better, of the future. And what I found was dead body. I hate that river. I hate it, man. In the backyard, and this is a clear, beautiful, clear night. Man, you should see this moon. This big, shiny, beautiful moon. So I just was walking outside, and I came back home, and I started thinking about some things. And at this moment, I realized something, that I'm not a kid anymore. And I wanna be acting like a man. So, since I got nothing left here, you know, I got no place to work here and I need to help my family, I had decided that I'll be going to Denver, Colorado. My brother's living there right now.
And he told me that he was trying to find a job for us and that we will find a job there. I mean, right now, that's the only way I have. Going out to Denver.
Well, I'm here at the Grand Alba station. Just want to say goodbye. It's Claudia. Yeah, bye, Paluan. Yeah, adios. Te watch you. Just want to go for my mama.
Te acompañe donde quiera, que te abra camino.
Gracias, ma.
This is my little brother once again. Just want to say bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's time to go.
Well, this is it.
Four years ago, I came to the United States for the first time. I feel proud of myself, because I mean, I come from Mexico and I have achieved, you know, my high school diploma, something that a lot of kids that were born here, they're not able to do it. And that's why I see myself kind of special, you know. And that's one of the things that always keep me going, because I feel like I can do almost anything. And I hope someday I can tell you that I have accomplished what I want. I hope one day I can tell you that.